What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled The Alpha Female Lifestyle That Every Woman Yearns to Have. So today, guys, we're going to be talking about the type of lifestyle that almost all women out there yearn for, but they cannot have. Now, as you guys know, the alpha male lifestyle is all about hopping on planes, traveling the world, fucking young, hot, beautiful, fertile bitches, which is similar to Coach Bitch Pill's lifestyle, except in his case, it's traps and Thai lady boys. But this video is not about tranny faggots. So, we're gonna be talking about the alpha female lifestyle that pretty much every woman on the face of the planet would love to have. So the alpha female lifestyle, guys, is when a woman is able to hop around the world, sleep with random hot dudes, one night stands, make money off of it, and have a beta male following her around as her emotional tampon. Now, if you guys remember, a couple of years ago, I went to Cancun, and I was at a pub that's frequented by expats, mainly young people. And there was this Australian girl. She was half white, half Indian, kind of exotic looking. She was rather tall. And she had this fugly looking white dude who was a total mangina. And she was, we were playing a game of Jenga, you know, the tower that you build that doesn't fall. And she told me that how she's able to travel the world is that she does exactly what I said a couple of minutes ago at the start of this video, which is she has an OnlyFans. Obviously, she has an OnlyFans. She travels the world. She meets random dudes. Has a one-night stand with them. Her simp boyfriend films it, and then she puts it up on her OnlyFans, and she was telling me she's making like access of $10,000 a month, and she actually wanted to shoot a video with me, but doing literally a porno and putting it all up on the internet while some gay dude watches was a little bit too freaky deaky for me. I was gonna give her Coach Bitchpill's phone number, but he doesn't like girls. So every woman out there would yearn to have that type of lifestyle. If a woman can travel the world, get fucked by random dudes, one night stands, get paid for it, and has a simp as her emotional tampon, baby, her life is good. This is what I want everybody watching this video to understand, okay, guys? Women don't like working, okay? I told you about the old, ugly feminist at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. She wouldn't let me, she wouldn't print out my ticket because my passport didn't scan. You know, which is bullshit. You know, just fucking enter the number or keep on doing it a few times. Eventually it will scan. It's a nothing burger in the grand scheme of things. But she's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. You can't get on a plane. Go get a new passport. And I'm like, okay, bitch. I just went to the gate agent and they didn't even tell me, oh yeah, man, something's up with your passport, you know. It was just another day for them, you know. But this just goes to show you guys that a lot of women out there, they really don't like working. And if they do work, they're going to make your life as a man miserable. They hate themselves for it. And the thing you guys got to understand is that every woman out there wants to be able to say, look at what this vagina got. Baby, show them your telephone. See, this is her phone, okay? This is actually my phone, and I gave it to her. So her vagina got this phone, and it's a $100 phone. You know, they don't know any better. Believe it or not, guys, some of the phones here in Colombia are actually a little bit better than American phones. There are phones here in Colombia that we don't have that are pretty damn good, you know. Like, for example, I went to Exeter today to buy, you know, some stuff for the house and shit like that. And I just passed by the telephone section just to see what's up. And I got this phone over here. It's by a company called Infinix. You know, I'm not going to show you the IMEI. Knowing Coach Bitch Pill, he'll probably do something freaky with it. Because, well, that's what bitches do. But it's called the Infinix, guys. It's actually way better than the phone I got her. You know, the phone I got her is like a $100 Samsung, very, very low-end phone. But this phone over here actually kicks the Samsung phone's ass. I'm telling you guys, this phone is a lot quicker. It's just a better phone than Samsung, but Samsung is a brand name. You know, Infinix, we don't hear about it. But this phone, guys, cost me just a little bit over $100. And the thing is, and that's something for you guys out there who travel into Colombia and shit like that. In Colombia, if you're a foreigner, they actually refund you the value-added tax of 19% when you leave the country. So I told them, obviously, they know I'm a foreigner, so they gave me a electronic invoice. And when I go to the airport to leave Colombia, all I have to do is tell them, hey man, I bought this phone, here is the invoice, and they give me back 19%. In other words, I didn't pay the tax on this phone because I'm not a Colombian citizen or resident. So that's something for you guys out there to understand. So in reality, guys, this phone, after they refund me like the equivalent of 20 some dollars, this phone is actually cheaper than the phone that she has, which is nowhere near as good as this phone. So yeah, guys, surprisingly, the only thing that Colombia beats us at is actually having no-name brand phones that are better than our very low-end brand phones. And all this girl does is just look at stuff that she can't afford, and stuff that I ain't gonna pay for either. But it is what it is, guys. So this just goes to show you guys, baby, show them what you're doing. She has a little bit of, she has a makeup business going around. She kind of looks like Pocahontas in a way, baby. See? Kind of looks a little bit like Pocahontas. See that? Kind of looks a little bit like, yeah, looks like a little bit like a Pocahontas with the pigtails, you know. I have to admit, guys, for a thick Latina, how do I say this without sounding crude? For a thick Latina, let's just say that you can have, let's just say for a thick Latina, you can get her in some positions that you don't think would be possible for somebody of her body type. And let's leave it at that, because I don't want Coach Bitch Bill whacking off in the corner of his house. Though he probably is more into men than women, but that's not what this video is about. So going back to what I was trying to tell you about the woman, guys, is that just about every woman out there is gonna yearn for a life where she can travel the world, get fucked by random dudes, have a beta male orbiter who's probably a homosexual be her emotional tampon, okay, guys? In short of that, and this is what you guys gotta understand, is that at the end of the day, guys, it's gonna come down to looks, and it's gonna come down to if you can take care of the bitch or not. Like, Tara Aki, she cost me about $300 a month. I pay her rent, I pay her food. Obviously, when I'm here, I take her out to Airbnb. We go eat at the mall. I ordered in from McDonald's yesterday. Kinda sucked. So the food was stale and shit like that, but that's not the point of this video. So I kinda spoil her a little bit when I'm around town, but for $300 a month, dude, it's like, you guys in America can't even get to go out on a date with a girl for $300. Heck, you can't even bust a nut for 15 minutes for $300, you know. For $300, I get to, you know, have her all to myself. I'm not gonna complain. Not to mention, guys, she might be pregnant. We're gonna do a pregnancy test later on if she's pregnant or not. Baby, embarazada?
Posiblemente.
Possiblemente?
Yes.
Altima?
No protección, embarazada.
Yeah, of course, no protección. I've known her for almost a year. Altima prueba, baby. Positivo o negativo?
Un mes sin periodo.
Baby, prueba Altima?
Positivo.
Positivo? Well, we'll find out in about an hour if she's pregnant or not. And if she is, we're gonna make sure it's mine, you know. So, hey, for under $500 a month, if she's taking care of my kid, that's cheaper than a freaking maid, you know. And having a kid will keep her occupied. That way she doesn't have to watch all this bullshit on TikTok and shit like that. Yeah, she needs to have a kid, something to keep her occupied. See, that's the thing you guys all need to understand. All these women are on TikTok. They're all looking at either dumb shit. Baby, show them what you're looking at. Show them what you're looking at. Most try me, baby. She's getting cranky. Yeah, that's the point.
Let's go.
K-I-W-A-R.
Okay.
Okay, Airbnb is not a hotel. By the way, guys, the Airbnb I have is a really good Airbnb. The only downside to the Airbnb is the noise from the airplanes. Like, almost every 45 minutes, you know, an airplane flies overhead. Personally, that doesn't bother me. The other thing that does bother me is that at the harbor, every now and then, I don't know if a ship is going in or going out or they're doing something, even though the harbor is a couple of kilometers away, they have this noise that comes out of the harbor. And shit, that shit just, you know, I can see why. See, the thing about Colombia, guys, is that a lot of places that look nice in photos, if they have low ratings, it's because it's very noisy. It has nothing to do with the apartment itself. It's just that the location is very noisy, you know. I have a high tolerance for noise, so that really doesn't bother me. But that's just something to let you guys know. If you're ever looking at Airbnbs in Colombia and you're like, hey man, everything looks good in the photos, everything is great, why does it have a low rating? You'll find out that 9 out of 10 times, it's simply too noisy for the average normie to handle. But anyway, guys, going back to the video, is that at the end of the day, guys, looks is important. Money, you gotta take care of a bitch, dude. You know, this whole yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, where, you know, woman gives me money. Yeah, no, that doesn't work, you know. That shit don't work, you know. But you gotta be smart about your money, man. You know, I mean, think about it. $300 a month, I get to have all that for me. Or go out with an American girl, spend $300, and she might order food for her fucking bastard kids and take some home to Tyrone, you know? So I want you guys to understand is that we're going in an era where women are gonna try to get the best possible deal they can get. Like for this girl over here, I'm the best she can do. As you guys can tell, you know, she's not exactly Miss Venezuela. She is Venezuelan. But she's definitely not the type of girl to go out and get, you know, Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise. And at the same time, she doesn't want to be, obviously, you know, some old, fat gringo. So it is in her best benefit to be with me. Because, again, looks-wise, money-wise, I'm the best she can do. Can she do better than me money-wise? Yeah, of course. But looks-wise, And again, being 6'3" in Colombia, dude, that's a big-ass deal, guys, you know. Height is a big-ass deal here in Colombia. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand and understand this really good. Let's see if I can show you really quick. Some gringo just picked up some sarmuta. She dirty. See, that's sad, guys. You get these gringos, they come here, they get some puta, and they think they're in a relationship, when in reality, she's just using them for money, you know? This is why a lot of gringos in Thailand end up committing suicide. You know, you got these old, fat, white dudes, black dudes, they go to Thailand. They think that, you know, they're a nice guy, they got money, but they find out the bitches over there are trying to screw them every day, all day, not the way they would like. And they end up committing suicide because they're like, what's gonna happen to me from now on? It's like, okay, because that's the worst thing, dudes. Like, I'm 44, she's 28. That's a 16-year difference right there. You think she cares? You think I care? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you to understand that, you know, I got a paint over my grays, you know. I got lazy. I got a paint over my grays. You know, oh, by the way, guys, if you order stuff from Amazon, you can get stuff here from Amazon for under $200, they're not gonna charge you an import fee. Yeah, sure, you might have to pay shipping, but in the grand scheme of things, shipping isn't that bad, okay? For example, like, all the kitchen hardware I'm getting from Amazon. Even after shipping fees, the shit is still cheaper than buying it from here in Cartagena or in Colombia in general. For example, I wanted to buy a commercial food warmer. To buy it here will cost me 1.3 million pesos, which is a little over $300. I just bought it from Amazon for $180 plus like $40, $50 shipping. So for $230, I saved well over $70 compared to buying the same thing here in Colombia. So personally for me, guys, because our food is so damn simple, I'm just buying everything from America and just having it shipped over here. And again, Amazon shipping the products over here takes less than a week, and at the same time, shipping fees are very, very affordable. Just keep in mind that it's not per item, it's per total, okay? So let's say you have three items. Every item is $70. You have $210. Now they're gonna charge you import fees. But as long as the total bill, before shipping, of course, you know. No. Before shipping, yes. Shipping is, you know, shipping can be more than $200. As long as the total bill is under $200, they're not gonna charge you import fees here in Colombia, okay? And if the bill goes over 200, even by a couple of dollars, boy, those import fees are a lot. For example, I wanted to buy a rice cooker, it's a Japanese brand. They say it's the best, Zushi. And there's a five cup maker and there's a 10 cup maker. And the 5 cup maker is like $170. The 10 cup maker is $203. Obviously, for a restaurant, the 10 cup maker would be a lot better. But because it was over $200 by a mere $3, I would have had to pay over $150 in tariffs to import it from America. So all you guys out there, if you want to import shit from America, as long as the total bill is under $200, it's okay, you know? Just keep on buying shit, you know? Just keep on buying shit under $200. Keep that shipping bill as low as possible. Obviously, the more items shipped together, the less the bill is. But as long as the bill for the items themselves is under $200, you'll be fine. Now, there's a couple of things. Well, there's a lot of things that is can't be sent to Colombia. Food cannot be sent to Colombia, okay? Most computers cannot be sent to Colombia. Cell phones cannot be sent to Colombia. So there's only a limited amount of stuff that you can buy from America and have sent to Colombia. And the best way to find out what can be sent to Colombia is change your shipping location to Colombia and then type in whatever you want to buy in Colombia. It will tell you, hey, we can't ship this to Colombia, or we can ship this to Colombia. That way, before you come to Colombia, you know what you can get in Colombia, okay? Before I came to Colombia, I already knew that I can't get a cell phone off of Amazon, okay? I can't get a computer. Well, I can get a piece of shit $200 computer, but, you know, I'm not doing that nigger shit, you know? Point I'm trying to get across to you guys, outside of Amazon, outside of, because this has nothing to do with, you know, we talked about Amazon. As long as it's under $200 before shipping, no import charges, takes you about a week to get the shit here. Airbnb, if it has low ratings, but everything looks good in the pictures and the profile, 90% of the time, it's simply too noisy for normies. But yeah, finishing up this video, guys, what I was saying, the alpha female lifestyle is, again, traveling the world, getting fucked by random dudes, having one night stands, and then having some beta male closet homo record that shit so she can put it up on OnlyFans and use it as an emotional tampon. Ultimately, is that good for her? Absolutely not. But as we all know, women live in the moment. And every woman out there, guys, you know, women would rather have a career than have a family. And yet they don't know why they're so miserable, you know. It's like, bitch, you have a career. You work a job you hate. You're not gonna find a man. Like that woman at Spirit back in Lauderdale who told me to go home because she can't scan my passport. She will never, ever find a man, let alone the type of man she thinks she deserves to take care of her. Like, my girl over here, she got lucky with me. You know, she doesn't have to work odd-end jobs. She doesn't have to work 10 hours a day. Now she sits home and watches shit on the smartphone. This is why I gotta get this Perra pregnant. That way the kid gives her a hard time rather than she watches this shit. Baby, mi hijo, mi hijos, mis hijos, no ver esta. ¿Entiendes?
No.
No bueno? Okay, we'll see no bueno. You know, she's one of those feisty Latinas. I love feisty Latinas, guys. Anyways, by the way, look at her ears. She has white people ears. See, white people, they see people like me, they have a lobe like this, but white people, they don't have that. Look at her from the profile. Look at her nose, guys. Look at her nose, you know. That's a white woman nose, you know. I told you, her mother was blue eye blonde white. Unfortunately, her mother got murdered when she was 4 years old, so kind of feel sorry for her in a way. But I take good care of her, so she got lucky. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.